one already. I'd like to start with opening prayer. Almighty God, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing upon this council, direct and prosper its deliberations in advancement of thy glory and the welfare of the people whom we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Reconciliation Statement. Milton City Council acknowledges that the land it now occupies has a history that began with Indigenous occupants of the Kulin Nation. Council pays its respects to the Kulin Nation people and their elders and descendants, past and present. Thank you. Please be seated. Okay, a call for apologies and leave of absence?
No.
No.
Mr. Mayor?
Changes to the order of business?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Deputations?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of any interest, pecuniary interest or other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor? Adoption and confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting?
Mr. Mayor, I am rising to move that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 15th of October 2013 and the statutory meeting of council held on the 29th of October 2013 be confirmed as a true and correct record.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare it carried. Correspondence in words?
No.
No.
Petitions?
Petitions and joint letters?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Resumption of debate or other business carried over from previous meeting?
No, Mr. Mayor.
Public question time.
Thank you. We have received four questions this evening. First question being from Andrew Antonio. And Mr. Antonio doesn't appear to be in the gallery, so a written response will be provided to that question. Second question is also from Mr. Antonio, so similar treatment for that matter. Third question is from Mr. Nathan Miles. Mr. Miles is in the gallery. The question is, question for the Mayor. Will the new Mayor encourage unity amongst the councillors, given that whilst Councillor Maidlick was Mayor, it was greatly obvious to all that councillors were deeply divided?
Mr. Miles. Mr. Miles, I'd just like to be pretty straight and honest with you on this one. I had no problem with how Cathy led our last 12 months. She did an excellent job. It was councillors themselves who made a choice whether they were divided or not. We had a very strong council the last 12 months, and I expect it's going to be as strong this 12 months, I hope, with the support of me. But with the support behind me, with all six councillors. So I refute your allegations. And I would like to say on notice that the ex-mayor, Cathy Maslick, Councillor Cathy Maslick, did an excellent job last year in actually keeping the council together. Thank you.
The next question is also from Mr. Miles, and the question reads, again, a question for the Mayor. The new Mayor has stated that being a voice for the community is a priority of his. He has also stated that we're here to help the community. The CCWRA, which is Coburn Cambridge Watts Residents Association, has invited Councillor Turner to every meeting it held whilst he was Deputy Mayor. He attended none of them. Having said these comments, will the Mayor attend a meeting of the CCWRA to listen to residents' concerns and needs?
Yes, Mr. Miles. I was invited to every meeting, as was every other councillor here. I, on many occasions during the 12 months, asked in writing and verbally for the dates of your meetings so that I could attend. I never ever received these for the year. I did sometimes receive an email the night before saying tomorrow night's the night for our meeting, and I'm sorry, but just you can check with all councillors. The schedule's quite tight, and we just don't have time to change on a moment's notice. I'd love to come along to your meetings. And I can say that the Mental Residents Committee, I know exactly when their meetings are, first Wednesday of every month, and when I'm available, I attend them. And I'd be quite happy to attend your meetings as well. You'd only give us 12 months' notice of all your meetings for the next year, what time they are and where they are. Also, I know that you've had problem with venues and you've changed your venues at the last minute, and that's not your fault. But please, give us a list of where your venues are going to be and the dates and times, and we'll be, I'm sure most of the councillors will be happy to come along, but we need notice, simple as that.
There are no further public questions, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Tory. Presentation of staff reports.
Mr. Mayor, could I move a motion to block 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4, 11.5, 11.6, 11.7, 11.10, 11.15, and the last one, 11.21, and accept all the recommendations as stated, contained within.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for that?
Motion. Second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Midlick. Any councillor oppose this motion? I declare it carried. Council representation on Borough Deer Park Community Liaison Committee. Mr. Bean, are you presenting this one?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I present to Council this report, which is in regard to Council representation on the Borough Deer Park Community Liaison Committee. In October of this year, Council received an invitation from the Borough Deer Park Community Liaison Committee seeking Council's preference regarding representation on its Community Liaison Committee. At present, it is an officer of Council, being its coordinator of statutory planning, who attends those meetings on behalf of the Council. Council is required to forward its preference as to whether a councillor will either replace the council officer in attendance or will indeed accompany that council officer in the participation of this committee in going forward. The liaison committee was formulated in November 2012 to create a framework within which the community and other stakeholders are informed of activities taking place on the Borough Deer Park site and in particular its environmental preference. The objectives of the committee are to build community understanding of the activities on the site, establish effective communication links between the company, the community and the government regulators, and provide a mechanism for the dissemination of information to the community about Borough's options, its hazards and risks it poses, and any changes proposed to the facility. The terms of reference to this committee are attached as Appendix 1 to this report, Mr. Mayor, and it quite clearly sets out all of those objectives, the membership and appointment and the commitments and objectives of this group. After discussion with the Council, Mr. Mayor, it was decided that Council should advise Borough of its preference to extend the current Council representation on the Liaison Committee to include not only the Council officer representation, but to also include a councillor. And with that, Mr. Mayor, I put that recommendation to Council. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover?
I'd like to move that motion, thank you.
Can I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare the motion carried.
Yep. 11.9. Do we get a nomination now, or is it on the list of committees? It's on the list of committees, isn't it? Next
on. Okay. Yep. That's one. 11.9, Council Representation 2013-2014. And I believe, Mr. Bean, you're once again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the second of my reports to present this evening. Council are required to periodically review its representation on committees and other organisations. This process allows councils the opportunity to consider the committees and groups they are able to represent on behalf of council for the forthcoming calendar year. It's an established practice to review annually the council representation on special committees, advisory committees and other organisations. Apart from the meetings of the council, there are a wide range of committees, organisations and other such memberships which are required representation from council. Such representation plays an essential role and policy development, advocacy, planning and provision of a wide range of services directly relevant to the city's community. My apology on that typographic error there. Representation on these committees and organisations is a part of Council's overall community governance role. As stated just then, Mr Mayor, there are three specific sort of types of groups. There are advisory committees of Council that consider issues and make recommendations to the full Council for their determination and ultimate resolution. There are special committees of Council that have specific powers from the Council to them to act alone outside of the realms of Council. And there are those memberships external to the Council organisation, such as government and other institution bodies. Attached as Appendix 1, Mr Mayor, is the list of all committees there in regard to all the committees that we believe we require to have representation on moving forward. There are slight changes from year to year. There are changes where committees have been dissolved from last year and other committees have been formed, but these have been contained within this appendix. The process undertaken has been conducted over a long period of time and has worked well in allowing councils the opportunity to engage and represent a wide range of community interests through these committees and groups. With this in mind, Mr Mayor, I present to Council the report and the attached appendix with the recommendation on page 46 that the Council representation on Council special committees, advisory committees and other organisations as detailed in Appendix 1 be adopted by the Council for 2013-2014. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. Do I have a councillor who needs any further clarification?
I don't require further clarification, Mr. Mayor, but I'd like to move a slight amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for me?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to accept the recommendation as stated and adopt all the council delegates as listed in Appendix 1, with the slight adjustment being the Audit Committee. And Mr. Ken Higginbotham will be pleased to know everybody's clamouring to get on the Audit Committee this time. I'd like to now take myself off and allow Councillor Magid to remain with yourself on that committee.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder for that amendment to
I'd
the
like
motion?
To second that amendment. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Do I have a councillor who opposes the motion? No, just for the amendment. Excuse me. Training wheels are still on.
Substantive motion.
Yeah. I'd like to ask if there's any councillor opposes the motion. No. Nope. I declare the motion. We need to vote on this one because of the change. Okay. Excuse me. I'd like to see a show of hands. Those in favour of the motion? I declare the motion carried. Agenda item 11.11, response to notes of motion 365, Sister City Program. Mr. Shannon, is it?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report responds to notice of motion number 365, which was considered by Council at the July 2013 ordinary meeting. Council will recall that it resolved at that time that a report be provided back to Council on the potential program for the Melton City Council to establish a sister city program and the potential benefits that that might provide to the Melton community with the suitable municipality in China or other country. By way of background, the sister city program began in the United States in 1956, and since that time, many cities across both Australia and the rest of the world have entered into relationships or partnerships with other cities. The main idea behind forming a sister city partnership is to forge cultural and commercial ties between two different areas of the globe. Sister city partnerships always involve local governments, but for them to be effective, they must be supported by the local community or local businesses to enjoy the best possible success. Mr. Mayor, some of the activities that can run under a sister city program, as detailed in the officer's report, include cultural information exchanges, programs promoting tourism and economic development, student and sports exchanges, exchange of information and salutations via written communication, exchange of gifts on occasions of visits, holding of civic receptions, again on the occasion of visits and flag-raising ceremonies. Mr. Mayor, detailed on the bottom of page 61 of the officer's report are a number of other councils within metropolitan Melbourne who have established one or more sister city city connections, and some of those you'll notice are growth area councils of Melbourne. In determining whether to seek to establish a sister city arrangement, council should be satisfied that there are potential benefits for this municipality. It's considered appropriate, sorry, it is considered that there may be some merit in establishing such a program, and to that extent, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended that council further explore the opportunities to do this, and accordingly, a further council report would be provided in due course. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliani. Does any councillor oppose the motion? In that case, I declare the motion carried. Living point 12, draft economic development and tourism plan. I believe this is Mr. Shannon again.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. It gives me great pleasure, councillors, to present to you tonight an economic development and tourism plan for hopefully council adoption. The plan is a long-term vision to promote both economic development and tourism within the city. And if I can refer councillors to the appendix at appendix number one, you'll find the proposed long-term plan or strategy. Importantly, however, I'll direct you to appendix number two, which is a specific four-year action plan that falls out of the long-term plan that sets out the specific deliverables to be delivered, particularly at a council officer level over the forthcoming 4 years, to ensure that we meet the objectives of the overarching plan. Council will be aware that extensive consultation has taken place as part of the formulation of the plan. That occurred both in the establishment of the draft plan, but also extensive exhibition once the plan was formulated. There are five key themes that you'll notice that underpin the basis of the plan, and they are business growth and attraction, city promotion and tourism, learning and capacity building, innovation and technology, and finally, planning for future growth. Mr. Mayor, it is appropriate for Council to have a long-term vision in terms of economic growth and tourism with the city. The plan with the associated action plan will seek to ensure that Council promotes opportunities in relation to these issues across the whole organisation, so importantly not just within our economic development unit but across the whole organisation. And accordingly, Councillors, I commend to you the long-term plan and the action plan as presented in the officer's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor need any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Happy to move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Does any councillor oppose the motion? I declare it carried. Motion number 11.13, Preventing Violence Against Women and Their Children, Strategy 2013-2016. And I believe Mr. Heaney is going to present this report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's my privilege to present this report this evening to the Council. The Preventing Violence Against Women and Their Children, Strategy 2013-2016 presents a variety of committed prevention strategies and actions and indicators to address the identified health and well-being of our community. Council has expressed this commitment to address family violence in a very serious way, a commitment through priorities in our council plan, previously endorsed for the next 4 years, and again by our other document, our Municipal Public Health and Wellbeing Plan for the next 4 years, and also as a signatory to the Preventing Violence Together, Western Region Preventing Violence Against Women Plan. The Preventing Violence Against Women and Their Children Strategy 2013-16 articulates a detailed response to achieving the commitment by outlining the necessary strategies and to achieve the vision over the next 4 years for this council. Appendix 1 refers to a 16-page strategy councillors, and Appendix 2, which I'll talk about at the moment, refers to an action plan of how we deal with this. Rates of family violence within the Western metropolitan area is a concern, and in the city of Melton are very unacceptable. In the last year, the reports of family violence have seen an increase of 40% in the city, in line with experiences across the state. And dare I say, this is now dedicated to people are more committed to report all aspects of family violence. So obviously the reporting rate goes up, that 40%, and that's good news. People will speak up. Local government plays a critical role in preventing violence in the community. The council has strengthened its role again by preventing this in the last 2 years through initiatives that are outlined on page 103. I'll just talk about a couple. Continue to facilitate the Melton Family Violence Network, us and other providers. And implementing the Workplace Preventing Violence Against Women training program, which is called Take a Stand. Domestic violence is everyone's business, and it is. So we take that very seriously as officers and a community. The key actions to achieve the vision are organised under 7 themes for action. Research monitoring, direct participation and programs, organisational and workforce development, and we talked about our staff training, community strengthening, communication and social marketing, advocacy and legislative policy reforms. The Preventing Violence Against Women and Children's Forum that was held by Council in May 2012 demonstrated Council's significant commitment to the issue of addressing family violence within the city and again the Western region. The forum was attended by council staff, of course, and external service providers, and was a unique opportunity to seek expertise and build partnerships with over 65 local practitioners, community service providers, and violence prevention experts to inform the strategy and obviously the development of that document. That included a number of workshops. So, councillors, as I said, Appendix 1 is the strategy document, which I've just talked about. Appendix 2 is the work plan of how we will try to achieve this and promote this initiative out to the community and other organisations. If I note in the action plan, there's 3 types of prevention actions, and you'll see noted on page 124, P, which is primary prevention, E for early intervention, and tertiary response is R, and that's outlined in the action plan right through the years. So, councillors, I've put forward to you this evening, it is an important document. It is a commitment that this council has strongly expressed and endorsed, i.e. in our 2 major strategic documents. I think the commitment from the council is strong. I put to you tonight the recommendations on page 102 of the agenda to adopt the Preventing Violence Against Women and Their Children strategy, i.e. for the years 2013 to 16, as presented, as I previously said, in Appendix 1, and adopt the action plan for the next 2013-16, as presented in Appendix 2. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do we have a councillor to move the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the motion and commend Mr. Heaney and his department for a fantastic document. It just shows that Melton City Council is in the forefront and a leader in this field, and we hope that other councils will follow.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Do I have a seconder to the motion?
I'd like to second that.
Thank you. Councillor Carley. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Can I have a show of hands, please? Councillor Ramsay.
No, I'm showing hands.
Oh. Those in favour? Carried. We're getting there. Move on to motion number 11. 16, Ravenhall Prison Correctional Facility Development Plan. Oops, my mistake. This one was in a hurry. 11.14, Capital Funding Announcement, Sport and Recreation Victoria. Presenter, Mr. Heaney again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, councillors, this is a good news story through our advocacy for additional finances, if you like, from governments, both state and federal. And on this occasion, we had an announcement not that long ago from the Minister, the good Minister Hugh Delahunty, the Minister for Sport and Recreation, that made two capital grant announcements, if you like. One announcement was for $650,000 towards the little athletics track to be constructed over the next 2 years at the Atherston development in Melton South, and also a $80,000 commitment towards the installation of outdoor activity fitness equipment at our recreational reserves, which will be situated at Navan Park and at Caroline Springs Lake area. I suppose this shows a strong commitment from officers and the council to advocate for additional funds where possible, and it's fair to say, and I'm happy to say as one of the officers, that this is the third year we've been successful in securing a sport and recreation major capital grant, which is a good news story for this council. It will offset our capital contributions towards the delivery of the infrastructure and also complement the already $30,000 in there for the fitness equipment, which the council resolved to place in the budget. So the fitness equipment will now see delivered. We'll have a total of $110,000. So I put forward to you the recommendation, obviously, that we have secured a total of $730,000 on this occasion, councillors, and it's fair to say as officers we're not finished yet. And obviously that we write to the Honourable Hugh Delahunty, Minister for Sport and Recreation, thanking him for his support, and the State Government, via the Victorian State Government grants received to date and under the Department of Planning and Transport and Local Infrastructure. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Heaney. Does any councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'd love to move this, and if the Minister Delahunty's got another $650,000 for a hockey field, that would be fantastic.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a councillor to second the motion?
I'm happy to second the motion and just congratulate, I guess, the department and councillors for their advocacy work and reiterate and thank the state government, particularly the Minister for Sport and Recreation, for their continual support in supporting things in sports and recreation in this area. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? No. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. Motion number 11.16, Ravenhall Prison Correctional Facility Development Plan. And this time we've got Mr. Bob Baggio.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The proposed Ravenhall Prison Correctional Facility is to be located on to the west of the Deer Park bypass within the existing correctional facility precinct at Ravenhall, adjacent to the Dame Phillips Frost Centre and the Metropolitan Remand Centre. The prison will accommodate, or is proposed to accommodate, 1,000 prisoners and will be delivered through a public-private partnership. Construction of the new prison is due to commence in 2015, and I believe it's to be completed in 2017. The site is within a special use zone under the council's planning scheme, which essentially means that the proposed use and development doesn't require a planning permit from council, provided it's developed in accordance with a correctional facility development plan prepared to the satisfaction of the Minister for Planning. The Correctional Facility Development Plan has been prepared to meet the requirements of the planning scheme and has been informed by a fairly extensive consultation process, which has involved the formation of an advisory group which has included three representatives from the council. The development plan is a fairly comprehensive document which sets out details about the site and its context, the planning policy framework and its consistency with the zone provisions, details about the proposal and an assessment of the various issues. And it's also supported by a number of technical reports. As I previously mentioned, the Minister for Planning is essentially responsible for the approval of the development plan following consultation with stakeholders such as the Council. The new prison should be a benefit to Melton's local economy. It's proposed to generate more than 650 jobs during the peak construction period and over 600 direct jobs once it's fully operational. Therefore recommended, Mr. Mayor, that Council receive and note the Ravenhall Prison Correctional Facility Development Plan, advise the Minister for Planning that it supports the development in the terms outlined in the development plan, and that Council continues to support and advocate for the opportunity for employment of local residents in the construction and operation of the facility. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any Councillor require further clarification? Do I have a Councillor to move the motion?
I'd like to move the recommendation. Thank you.
Councillor Dunn. Do I have a Councillor to second the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to second the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare it carried. Move on to...
Mr. Mayor, can I move a...
Councillor Ramsay.
..a motion that this item 1117 be deferred for the next month while we seek further information.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that. Thank you, Madam, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion? Declare it carried. Motion number 11.18, Isabella Illawong Pedestrian Bridge. I call on Mr. Luke Shannon to do the presentation on this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council has been approached by the City of Brimbank to fund half the construction costs of a proposed pedestrian bridge over the Corroy Creek at Burnside. If I could refer councillors to the plan which is attached as Appendix 1, you can see from the aerial photograph on the right-hand side of the page, circled, is the general location of the proposed pedestrian bridge, which would link the City of Brimbank to the City of Melton at the Burnside location across the Colruyt Creek. The purpose of the bridge, as I've said, is to effectively provide for improved pedestrian connection between the two areas of public open space between Burnside and Elvenvale. And you can see those really expansive areas of open space on the attached aerial photographs. There are significant community benefits in the provision of a bridge in terms of providing for improved connections over the Colruyt Creek for both cyclists and for pedestrians. As I've mentioned, there's currently limited pedestrian access over the Colruyt Creek in that general area, which provides for a significant barrier between the two municipalities and their communities. Mr. Mayor, the estimated cost of the bridge is in the order of $700,000, so it's quite an extensive bridge over a fairly deep escarpment of the Colruyt Creek. And the proposal put forward by the City of Brimbank is that the two respective councils share that cost equally. Additionally, the design costs associated with the bridge would be shared by both municipalities. Mr. Mayor, the City of Brimbank are proposing to construct the bridge in the forthcoming financial year, so in the years 2014 and 15. And accordingly, should Council support the proposal, it would require a commitment of $350,000 in the Capital Works Program for the next financial year. Mr. Mayor, the recommendation set out on page 218, it's considered that the proposal is a good one for the residents of the municipality of Melton, and accordingly it's recommended that Council support the construction of the bridge and that we enter into a memorandum of understanding with the City of Brimbank accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any councillor require any further clarification?
Just
Councillor Ramsay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just a really quick question. Have the commissioners at Brimbank all allocated the $350,000 in the budget for next year? Do we know if that's is that their priority for next year, or could it be a year or two down the track?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the City of Brimbank have not formally allocated the money yet because they haven't been through their budget process for next year. However, they have indicated at officer level that they will do so, provided council supports the proposal, this council. Equally, our level of support would be on the strict basis that the City of Brimbank commit equally to undertaking the works in the forthcoming financial year.
Do I have a councillor to move the motion?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, can I clarify something?
Shall I can, Councillor Borg?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Shannon, I'm just wondering here, under the design of the bridge will be a separate contract, and it's expected to be $100,000 in total. So is council's contribution half of that, so is it $50,000? And also, yes, and so it would actually be the total project all up $400,000?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the requirement for council to make a cash contribution to the project is $350,000. You're quite correct, though, Councillor Borg, in terms of the design costs. The current practice of council is we have a recurrent allocation each year for design of civil construction works, and we would utilise $50,000 out of that money for the design of the work. So, notionally, yes, the contribution is $400,000, but the cash contribution to Brimbank would be $350,000.
Thank you.
Thank you. Does any other councillor prefer need some clarification? No? Okay, do I have a councillor to move the motion?
I'm happy to move the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Mayor. Do I have a councillor to second the motion?
I'll second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Okay.
I do, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Okay. Councillors, we enter into debate, and I'd like to ask the mover of the motion, Councillor Mainlick, to start off the debate.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't have any issues in regards to moving this motion because it actually allows our community residents to access the other side, which is Brimbank, which they have actually have got a recreation area there, a playground equipment centre, which currently there is none in that particular area in Burnside Heights or Burnside. So the actual connection will give our residents better access for play area and recreation space, and it'll allow them to, you know, remain connected to the other side of the community as well, and also allow them for recreation purposes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ridley. Councillor Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got two issues with this motion. The first one being that it is us contributing or putting away money for next year's budget, and I do recall last year when we raised several motions, I raised several motions, in fact, about committing money in our budget, and I was shot down by the council saying, no, we can't go committing our money, you know, we need to see what it is, the process when we're there next year. I understand that officers are saying they're going to go towards their commissioners if they get a commitment from us, but how can we give that commitment in good faith and financial considerations if we don't even know the challenges happening within our municipality for next year? And I believe that's an argument from a lot of the councillors is, well, we don't know what we're going to be up against next year, so we might need that money. So that's one of these issues for me. And my second issue too, you know, it's great that we're connecting with the people in Brimbank, but when I raised a motion about connecting people within our own community between Toole and Creek in the Friends of Melton Botanic Gardens for less considerable cost of this, that actually didn't get up too. So that's why I have another issue. I think there's infrastructure which people in our community have been fighting for in terms of bridges and connecting our parks and gardens and greater movability and connectivity. But, you know, we haven't done that. So I think, for me, it's a matter of priority, and I think it's also a matter of principle. If the council's going to say we're not going to commit money because we don't know what the circumstances are going to be next year, well, then let's make that, you know, pretty stock standard across the board. if we're going to start, making other little alterations here and there because other councils need to put their money away, then it better be for a really good reason. And I think, it's great that it's, connecting pedestrians to a new reserve, but we've got a lot of great reserves in the municipality we could perhaps spend these monies on that people can enjoy some more.
Thank you, Councillor Borg. Councillor Ramsey.
I agree with both my fellow councillors, but funny I should say that. When it comes to putting things in or predetermining things that for next year's budget, I would firstly oppose most things, but when it comes to working in regional with regional partners, you have to flag an intent. And that's basically what we're doing. We're saying that the community of Burnside or Burnside Heights needs access to open and green space that's fairly built in, and if Brimbank come to the party with their equivalent dollars, we could somehow build that in joint unison, so it flags something that we both need to take to the budget together. Apart from that, I can see so many benefits. There's quite a number of community members in that area and they need access to recreational green space. I agree with Councillor Borg. It probably is a little bit hypocritical in terms of other decisions that have been made, but this is not just the Melton City Council. We have to... it's a partnership with another municipality, so I think we have to flag an intent.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do we have anyone else who opposes a motion? Councillor?
I do, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I was going to call you Madam Mayor.
That's
then.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
I don't have McKellen tonight. Sorry. You did or you didn't wish to?
Yes, sorry. I did oppose the motion.
But you wish to speak against the motion?
No, I think Councillor Borg covered it pretty well. I do agree with him. I do recall... last year that we were told that certain motions that were put up, it was premature of us to see what we were going to be faced with looking at the budget, and I don't really see what the difference is now. We still don't know what we're going to have to deal with in this year's budget or the next year's budget, so I don't think that we should be committing to this at this moment.
Thank you. Does any other councillor wish to speak on this motion? Councillor Maslach, you have the right of reply.
Mr. Mayor, absolutely this is a different situation than last year. As I recall, Councillor Borg came 3 weeks or so into a new council, into a new term, put out his campaign wish list, basically, and said, here you go, council, move it. Now, we do know what's next in the next 3 years. We knew what was next in the next 4 years last year when council got together and decided on the next four-year plan. We know what's coming in the budget. We know what's ahead of us. And basically, to not allow our community access to better recreational services is a bit hypocritical as well. Therefore, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Millick. Okay, councillors, all those in favour of the motion? All those opposed? I declare the motion carried.
Can I call a division, Mr. Mayor? Okay.
All those in favour of the motion? Councillor Turner, Councillor Malik, Councillor Cugliari, Councillor Dunn, Councillor Ramsey. All those opposed to the motion? Councillor Carley, Councillor Borg. I declare the motion carried. Move on to item 11.19, Business Visitations Programme. I'll return to Mr. Shannon for the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is a for information report for Council, which is effectively a snapshot of specific visitations undertaken to 101 local businesses over the last 12 months. Staff from Council's Economic Development Unit have taken the opportunity to proactively seek to meet with local businesses during that period to seek feedback from them in terms of their particular businesses, their number of employees, anticipated growth, training needs, marketing and use of e-marketing tools, what government programs they access, and their overall satisfaction of doing business in the City of Melton. Mr. Mayor, the program has provided very useful information in terms of the projected growth of local businesses, in particular seeking to better understand their training needs so that Council can provide a more focused level of support in relation to training in particular. The program has provided a good opportunity to provide for a connection between the businesses and Council in providing local businesses with a point of contact within Council should they have particular issues they wish to address. Mr. Mayor, if I can refer councillors to page 227 of the officer's report, detailed there are some of the key findings from the business survey visitation process. I don't propose to read through those individually, but I'll leave that for councillors to peruse at their own time. But it's fair to say, though, that in summary, the positives of the visitation process have been very positive. The outcomes have been positive. And they provide an indication that most businesses surveyed actually have plans to expand over the forthcoming 3 to 5 years, so that's very encouraging in terms of the local economy. So, Mr. Mayor, I commend the report to Council for its information. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any Councillor require further clarification? Do I have a Councillor to move the motion?
I'd like to move this. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do believe this is a fantastic initiative on behalf of the Council.
Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour, please raise your hands. I declare it clear. The motion carried. Move on to item 11.20, Council's submission to the draft Metropolitan Planning Strategy. I call on Mr. Baggio again, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I guess for the last 10 years or so, the planning for Metropolitan Melbourne has been guided by the State Government Strategic Planning Document known as Melbourne 2030. However, in 2012, the Minister for Planning announced that Melbourne 2030 would essentially be replaced by a new metropolitan strategy, and I guess for the last 12, 18 months that new strategy has been in the process of being prepared. On the 9th of October this year, the Minister for Planning released the draft strategy, which is known as Plan Melbourne, for public comment, and submissions are due to be submitted to the Minister for Planning by the 6th of December this year. Essentially, the strategy seeks to guide Melbourne's growth and development over the next 30 to 40 years, and gives community businesses and local government the confidence, flexibility and certainty needed to make informed decisions about its future. The strategy sets out a number of key strategic directions under 9 broad principles, supported by a number of initiatives to be delivered within indicative short, medium and long-term timeframes. A summary paper outlining the key elements of the strategy are attached to this report at Appendix 2. Some of the key elements of the strategy include the designation of Toolan as a metropolitan activity centre, only one of 2 new metropolitan activity centres which are designated in metropolitan Melbourne. The strategy also identifies the Western Interstate Freight Terminal, known as the WIFT, and State Significant Industrial Precinct within the City of Melton in the Ravenhall area to the south of the Western Freeway. The combination of the Metropolitan Activity Centre designation and the recognition that it is an important employment area provides the Council with a strong basis for advocacy to state and federal government, hopefully for the required infrastructure improvement to support the delivery of the activity centre and ensure that the employment area can compete for investment in a metropolitan context. The council submission should also support the intention of creating an integrated transport system as it seeks to improve social and economic participation for improved access to jobs and services. However, the submission must also acknowledge the lack of the direction relating to improvements in the western region to achieve this objective beyond the proposed Outer Metropolitan Ring Road project. The strategy, unfortunately, does not identify any infrastructure improvements to support the delivery of the proposed Metropolitan Activity Centre or the employment area of state significance when accessibility by all modes of transport will be critical to both areas. In addition, there are no plans in the document which identify future rail stations and other pieces of transport infrastructure that are key components of various other state government documents which seek to guide the future development of the western region. Finally, the lack of clear direction for infrastructure improvements beyond a couple of major projects or funding is a gap in the strategy that was intended to have delivery and implementation as a key focus. So basically, in summary, Council should make a submission that acknowledges and supports the positive strategic directions and initiatives of Plan Melbourne, but should also note that many of the proposed outcomes of the strategy remain simply concepts if appropriate budgets and mechanisms for the delivery of key infrastructure are not provided. So, Mr. Mayor, it's recommended that Council endorse the preparation of Council's detailed submission based on the key issues which were discussed in this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baggio. Does any Councillor require any further clarification? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have a seconder for the motion?
Happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Does any Councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour of the motion, please show your hands. I declare the motion carried. Agenda item number 12, reports from delegates appointed by Council to other bodies. Councillor Medley.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I attended one of my committees through the MAV State Council conference. Presentations were made about safety, emergency management, local government reform, climate change and cultural safety in a diverse workplace. It was great to be informed on a vast array of topics which are both relevant and important to us as councillors. And unfortunately, I couldn't actually attend the MAV State Conference dinner where our matriarch councillor, Councillor Ramsey, was presented with a special presentation which we will be having, I think, shortly. But I just wanted to say how regretful I was for not being able to be there to support her, marking her 12 years as being councillor. And congratulations, Councillor Sophie Ramsey, and for representing your community in your capacity as councillor for so many years. And the next aim will be for the 15-year mark. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Councillor Dunn.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. 25th of October, I attended the Heritage Advisory Committee, which the minutes are actually provided in the agenda. 29th of October, I attended the PDAC, which also minutes are in the confidentiality section. 6th of November, I attended the Municipal Fire Management Committee. And it's good to know that our fire preventative measures are ahead of time regarding slashing, including Vic Roads and the CFA, keeping up with that. Reminders have been sent out to the rural residents to maintain and implement their fire breaks. And a fire season planner will now be available to residents on the council's website to inform residents as to what's actually happening as far as fire prevention and maintenance from the council. After the destructive Kalkallo fire, we've learnt a lot about the grass fires as opposed to bushfires. and Melton is one of the first interface regions that is trialling a 25 to 30 metre buffer around the perimeter where urban meets rural. So we're certainly setting the benchmark as leaders in this field. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dunn. Councillor Carley.
Neil, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Ramsey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The first one I attended was RoadSafe Westgate, and it's great to see that we're still on target. The second meeting I attended was the Melton Railway Station Advisory Committee, and it was good to see that Melton City is now going on to do a strategy that covers all the railway stations right across our city. So this committee was disbanded, and I wanted to thank personally, and I did so on the day, the community representatives, Mr. Southall and Mr. Rowan, for their attendance during the last 18 months on this committee and their input there within. The Melton Community Safety Day was a sensational day with the partnerships between the Victorian Police, the CFA, the SES, and all the other community groups that were there, the Lions, the radio station. Apart from being slightly windy in Mackenzie Street, everything was absolutely sensational, and it created awareness for the Community Safety Month of October. The Audit Committee met, and the minutes are attached within. The Early Years Partnership Meeting also was held, and there Lee Cruikshank was recognised for being, Melton City Council was recognised in a regional approach under the Early Years Partnership for their commitment. And that was through Lee Cruikshank's hard work, so I wanted to say a big thank you to her. The Community Road Safety Forum was the first function I think Mr. Mayor and myself did as Mayor and Deputy Mayor, and it was great to see about the hall was full of about 70 to 80 young children with their parents in tow. The Property Development Advisory Committee meeting minutes contained within the agenda, and everything's going to target there. But something that gives me great pride, and I mean great pride, building Melton together. It's a strategy that's under the Community Learning Board, and it was nominated for the National Economic Development Awards, and we were the lucky recipients of the Business Industry Development Project category. It's a peak body, and there are only 6 awards, and it's to influence or intervention when it comes to economic development, and Melton City Council was very lucky. It's this beautiful award that's in front of me, and if I may, Mr. Mayor, can I just give you 2 words on what it was all about? I want to congratulate Peter Blunden, Joanne McHale from Youth Now, and Frank Bacconti from Burbank. It was that partnership, their incredible work that they had done in building capacity of the local construction industry, in identifying its skills and recruitment needs, and providing local training and employment opportunities. Building Melton Together is a local employment initiative led by the Melton City Council in partnership with the community and its industry stakeholders, Youth Now and Burbank. The initiative assists the building and construction industry to identify its skills and recruitment needs. It matches training, employment opportunities with the available skilled workforce. It also assists building and construction subcontractors to increase their capacity and their ability to become preferred subcontractors with volume and domestic builders. BMT, Building Melton Together, connects, supports and gains collaboration of developers, builders, subcontractors, Job Service Australia, education and training providers and job seekers alike. So congratulations, Melton City Council. You've done us proud once again. And it's heavy, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. The winner of Melton City Council for Business Industry Development Project category. I'm sure we're really pleased to receive this award, 2030 National Award for Economic Development Excellence. Thank you for picking up, so it's quite heavy. Shouldn't do that on the social shoulder.
Sorry.
That's all right. On the 16th of the 10th, I attended the launch of the first culturally and linguistically diverse communities profile. It was developed in partnership with Vic Uni, and special thanks to Adam Boyle and Adamo for the work they put in organising the day. It was a great turnout. On the 22nd of the 10th, attended on behalf of the Weir Advisory Committee, along with Councillor Dunn, we attended the Melton Weir boat tour, which was it was a bit of an inclement day, but we went up the Weir and saw what's actually there, and it's amazing the facility, or what would you say? I don't know what to say, but it was amazing what we saw there. It's an amazing place. It would be great if in the future we can, one way or another, access part of the Weir. It would be fantastic. Another thing we attended was the Exercise Dermot, which is under the emergency management, and I attended that along with Councillor Dunn. And so I can't remember. I think Councillor Merlick may have been there, and I think Councillor Carley was there as well at some stage in the day. And it was an excellent day. To be honest, when we started off in the morning, we thought it was going to be quite boring because we were just observers. But when we actually got into it and started going through the process of what happens in a real emergency, it was a really interesting day, and we really enjoyed it. I attended the pop culture event at Morton Homestead, and one of the groups who were actually on our Jerawatta Festival last weekend, Bonja, were the ones who were there. And they actually had a good turnout for the day, and it was quite a good day. Councillor Borg, do you have anything to... No. Okay, mate. No, it wasn't where you've been. It's okay. Okay, we'll move on. Oh, sorry, Councillor Cleary, I missed you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's actually been a very quiet month with my committee meetings. I assessed some applications that were received for the Collingwood Community Grant benefit, which tomorrow night we are actually presenting some checks to some groups at the club.
Excellent. Thank you. Move on. That's all right. We know Councillor Borg. He's such a funny chap, isn't he? Anyway, Councillor Ramsay, it's my pleasure to present you with this award, which Councillor Merlick spoke about just a little time ago, and it's in recognition of 10 years Certificate of Outstanding Service from it's presented from the MEV. So if you'd like to come forward, I'd like to present you with it.
Can I just thank absolutely everybody for this award, especially the Melton community. You thrill me, you excite me, you challenge me, and every day of the last 12 years has been an absolute blessing. If it wasn't for my fellow councillors, my team of colleagues, it just wouldn't be any fun being around, working as a team to try and make a real difference for Melton. But most importantly, my two beautiful angels that are sitting in the gallery, they had to put my darling baby to bed before they came here to watch Mum get this award, and yet they've supported me for the last 12 years, and they're going to support me for the next couple. So thank you very, very much to everybody. It's a team effort, and I have thoroughly enjoyed the last 12 years. The staff make it so easy. Well done.
Councillor Ramsay. Item 13.1, Record of Assembly of Councillors in accordance with Section 80A, Local Government Act 1989.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I think you've missed 13, Councillor Representation.
Okay, we're going to do it after this.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Apologies.
It's all right. Not a problem. Do I have a mover for this recommendation?
Are you moving the record of assembly of councillors attached to this agenda?
Correct.
Mr. Mayor? Dated the dated the 22nd of October 2013, the 6th of November 2013, be received and noted?
Thank you.
So moved.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Is there any councillor opposed? Can I have a, can I see, sorry, all those in favour? Councillor Dunn? I declare the motion carried. Now, Council Representation Acknowledgement. That's what makes me up. Okay, 13.2, which is not there. Councillor Mirlik. Rick. Public address by each councillor.
This is the representation and acknowledgement.
Thank you,
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, it is. It's hiding there. Yeah. Sorry.
Mr. Mayor, what a great month I've had to conclude my mayoral term. It was a hectic one, but I enjoyed every minute of it. First, starting off with the mayoral charity fund presentation night, and what a great evening this certainly was, with around 20 community groups attending, and a total of just over $21,000 given to the community groups for some great projects that will be undertaken within the community. This was just a small way to thank our volunteers that work so tirelessly within our community to provide some great offerings to our community as well. It has been a great passion of mine to start a mayoral charity fund, and I'm so thankful for councillors and the officers for their support. The feedback from the presentation evening was fantastic, and the community groups were so very thankful to Council for their support. Brookside College presentation to Year 7, this was a great way to discuss the issues around local government and how the students can become involved with Council. With over 150 Council services provided to our community, the Year 7s were amazed at all the different services there are for them on offer. There was also the Twilight Market at Brookside College in Caroline Springs, where yourself and Councillor Ramsey attended. And what a fantastic turnout we had. It was great to see the community come out and enjoy the evening with lots of food, fun and entertainment. And the aim of the market, Mr. Mayor, was to showcase the community of Brookside, and their goal was to engender and develop general community spirit. And I believe they certainly hit the mark. And well done to Principal Crawford, staff and family who put on a great event. And myself and Councillor Ramsey scooped up some bargains while we were there at the market as well. At the Caroline Springs Leisure Centre, we had the exercise Derrimut, which yourself, Mr. Mayor, was present there, and Councillor Dunn. Can I just say how enlightening and fantastic this event was personally for me? The event was, as Mr. Mayor said, a mock emergency situation where our staff and community members participated in a drill of what would occur in emergency situations of a larger scale. In this case, it was a mock fire. And data taken from this day would be used to ensure that our emergency management procedures would be further refined and learnings taken of where we could make improvements. It was great to see that our community and our residents and our staff and their animals, our community's animals, are all in safe hands should an emergency occur. And Melton, I also attended the Melton Fire Brigade presentation evening with yourself, Mr. Mayor. Awards were presented to long-standing members of the Melton Fire Brigade team, and honouring and thanking and celebrating them for the great work they do and for the great work they continue to do for our community. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medlick. Councillor Cugliari, would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to highlight an extremely successful event which occurred last month, and Councillor Majorlik actually touched on it, which was the Mayoral Charity Fund, which I was quite impressed. and there were checks that were presented by our former mayor, Councillor Majlik, and there were, like she said before, there were over 20 local active services and community groups that were extremely successful in receiving a check, and also them making a difference to our community, so I congratulate them all.
Thank you. Councillor Dunn.
I've had a very busy month this last month. I won't highlight everything, but some of the highlights were attended the Care Melton Expo, the launch of the first cold community profile, the boat tour along the Melton Weir along with the Mr Mayor, Melton Community Safety Day, which was quite a really good day, a bit down on numbers, but next year will be much better because we'll have a different venue. Victoria Maori Wardens Festival launch, once again with the new mayor, which was quite an interesting day. Melton Community, the official opening of the Parkwood Green Pool, which is in partnership with Paul Sadler with Councillor Carley, and also the ceremony, exercise ceremony, which has been touched on, so I won't sort of go back into that, but that was quite an interesting exercise, and a very well attended Remembrance Day yesterday ceremony in Caroline Springs, which I was very pleased that there were so many young children that were actually there, so the tradition will be certainly carried on. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Carley.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I know Councillor Dunn touched on it, but on the 31st of October we did attend the opening of the Paul Sadler's, or the official opening of the Paul Sadler swimming pool at Parkwood Green Primary School. It was a pleasure to meet Paul Sadler himself. I didn't think we expected him to actually be there, and it was great to hear him speak about the passion that he has for teaching children to swim and how important it is. I also attended on the 9th of November the DJ Festival. It was a real pity about the weather, but it didn't stop members of our community coming out and enjoying the day. I know that my kids had a lot of fun. And on the 11th of November, as Councillor Dunn said, we attended the Remembrance Day service in Caroline Springs, and I do agree it was great to see so many kids participate in the service. It was lovely to see.
Thank you. Councillor Borg.
Councillor
Ramsey. Councillor Ramsey. She loves to talk.
Everybody knows I like to talk. I attended the Care Expo, which I think is a fabulous bringing together a one-stop shop of all the services in the world of disability, and it's happened now the last two or three years, and it is an absolute credit to Melton City Council because it allows anyone who is trying to get through that maze of disability to come along and see what services are actually out there, and it gives them leads on how to help. What a fantastic month it's been, and that's not just because of the promotion to Deputy Mayor. The official opening of Woodgrove, how good was that? Honestly, 600 construction jobs, a further 750 to 1,000 retail and hospitality jobs, and so many shops that I could get lost for days. It was absolutely fantastic. I also went down with Mr Mayor to the Melton Pistol Club, and we had a look at the new roof that's going on that, and that was really something special to see. I judged Melton Idol for the 10th year in a row, and we were down at Westwaters. We had, I'm going to get it wrong again, a Hawthorne Premiership player, Brian Lake, and also Omar from The X Factor, and I don't think Omar got out of the place unscathed because there was about 200 screaming children. It was absolutely a fantastic event for Melton City, and I just can't believe some of the talent that we've got there. If you watch Australia's Got Talent or The X Factor, and I go through the list of ones we've judged through Melton Idol, you'll see names appear and reappear, and I commend Melton City Council for that, especially the volunteers of the GAP, for their commitment to that. Can I just touch on the two events? I attended both these, and I saw both my fellow councillor, Bronborg and also Councillor Bob Turner, our Mayor. It was the Melton RSL Remembrance Day. The three ward councillors were at the township ceremony yesterday, and it's heartening to see how many school children come out to support all those men and women that were prepared to give the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Honestly, lest we forget, because we do need to remember them, and we do need to pass that on generational-wise, because they're getting less and less in numbers. And can I just say, the Jerriwarra Festival, we celebrated even with the inclement weather. I don't think it turned one person away. It was absolutely sensational, and the fireworks were the best yet. I need to commend the Jerriwarra Festival Committee, each and every staff member, each and every general manager and CEO that gave up their Saturday to come down part thereof. Our general manager, Mr. Bean, was there from the start till the end, and I think he deserves a round of applause. Our mayor made three speeches during the course of the day, and to each and every councillor that could make it. Councillor Borg actually didn't want to walk the parade. He sat on the float, but that was okay. Oh, he walked, sorry. He was the Statue of Liberty, sorry. I commend all the winners through the parade, but I also want to just basically say Pseudo Echo brought the house down. Well done, Mr. Mayor. That was a sensational event yet again. The Lions, CFA Carnival and Melton City together put on a great event.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. I don't think you guys have left me much to say. You've been through them all. That's okay. That's great. I just think there was a huge buzz in Melton the last few weeks, and I just thought it was because I'd become mayor. And then I realised it was Woodgrove opening. It's such a great lift to the city. Everybody you talk to, they've not been there once, they've been there again and again and again. So it's really a huge boon to our city and our town, and I think it's amazing. It's fantastic for the people of Melton. So we've been there a few times as well, but I won't tell you what we've been doing. The DJ Festival, of course, was fantastic. We got a little bit of rain for the first 10 minutes, and then the rain disappeared for the day. We really thought we were going to be washed out for the day, but now it's turned out fantastic. The rain gods were looking after us. I attended the Melton Pony Club. They had an open day on Sunday, and that was a really, really good day. Weather held up again, and after that I went to the Melton Model Railway. Melton Model Aircraft Association, they had an open day down at their Mount Corroit, and that was a great afternoon. Apart from Mr. Axon smashing another plane, he likes to do that. At least he didn't cut his fingers off this year, so that was good. The Remembrance Day was fantastic, as I think most of the councillors were either in Melton or Caroline Springs. Melton Runabout Club attended opening their new cafe. They've done such a great lot of work down there, down at the reservoir, over the last 18 months. Their new committee is working fantastic. And they're really inviting the community into the reservoir. So if you've got any community groups that are looking for a home, go and approach them. You might be surprised with how they'll accept your proposals. And that's enough for me. We'll move on. Notice of motion 14.1. It's mine, yeah. That's right. So I have to move it. I'd like to move the motion 370, illegal dumping of rubbish and graffiti removal in the municipality. Notice was given to the ordinary meeting of council held on the 15th of October 2013 of my intention to move the following motion at the ordinary meeting of council to be held on the 12th of November 2013. The motion states that Council reaffirm its commitment to the control and enforcement of illegal dumping of rubbish in the municipality and the management of graffiti removal, and that a report be presented to Council for consideration that addresses these issues. Can I have a seconder to the motion, please?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a councillor that requires clarification? Do you have a councillor to... Does any councillor oppose the motion? No. Can I have a show of hands for the motion, please? I declare it carried. Item 14.2, notice of motion 369. Councillor Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move the motion that Council write to the Premier, Treasurer and all local state MPs detailing Council's funding priorities as detailed below for the 2014/15 state budget. And the four priorities are Ravenhall/Caroline Springs Railway Station, a new community health centre in Melton, Growth Area Local Infrastructure Fund Reference Interface Council Submission, and a special development school and a secondary school in the Eastern Corridor. So really it's five. But Mr. Mayor, if this does get seconded, could I just speak briefly on the motion? Thank you.
Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to second it.
Councillor Medley, you wish to speak on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As councillors know, last week we had quite a large discussion on what should be on this list, and we had very many to choose from. Our council is a growth council, and it's important for us to keep advocating for the important services that we need and let the state government know how important it is for them to hear what we've got to say, what we need in our community. And although there's four or five that are suggested here, but the list goes on and on and on. As a growth council, every service that we can get and every help and assistance and extra funding that we can get from the state government is a bonus to us. So I'd like to thank councillors for this and also the officers for assisting us in, I guess, putting our thoughts together in what should be the top four or five priorities. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Medley. Can I ask if any councillor opposes the motion? All those in favour of the motion? I declare it carried. Number 15, councillor's question without notice. Councillor
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Can I please have an update from the officers in regards to the $10,000 commitment that Council made towards the constitutional recognition campaign? Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, I'll respond to that. Thank you, Councillor Mavick. As you would be aware, Council resolved to contribute $10,000 towards the Yes Vote campaign through the Australian Local Government Association and member bodies, including the MAV. Following the resolution, Council wrote to the MAV advising of that commitment and requesting that a tax invoice be issued to Council for its pledged contribution. The tax invoice never arrived prior to the change of election date, which made the referendum not able to proceed. So Council has not actually forwarded the money. So given that, Council would have been liable for its fair share under its commitment of whatever had been spent of the amount of money raised. But the federal government last week gave a commitment to the Australian Local Government Association that it would recompense it for whatever expenditure had been incurred in the campaign, and that will be distributed back to contributing councils. So given that we haven't actually paid anything yet, we won't be receiving anything back. But even if we had paid, we would have got it back, so we're in the same boat as all other councils.
Thank you, Mr. Torrey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Does any other councillor have a question without notice?
Mr. Mayor, if I may, could I please seek an update on the roadworks on Coburn's and Barry's Road?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I might answer that question if I can. I understand, Councillor Ramsey, that's the works. The turning lane is leading into Barry's Road.
That is, yeah.
Just by way of brief background, as part of the Woodgrove Shopping Centre expansion, the Queensland Investment Corporation, or QIC, are required to provide turning lanes into Barry's Road from Coburn's Road. You might recall at the last council meeting I indicated those works would be finished in time for the opening, which occurred on the 1st of November. Sadly, those works have not been completed by QIC, and the reason for that is they have struck issues with Telstra infrastructure under the road pavement, which they have to relocate. That will take them a number of weeks to complete, at which point the turning lanes will be fully completed and the temporary pedestrian crossing that is in Barry's Road will be removed and it will be reinstated at the traffic lights at that intersection.
Thank you. Can I ask one further supplementary question, Mr. Mayor? The signage that was on that road reserve, that in front of McDonald's, basically, on Coburn's Road, there was about five or six on there, and they have now been removed because of the roadworks. But they provide quite a distraction, and when there's several of them, there used to only be one or two, and that was fine, but then all of a sudden it seemed they multiplied. Do real estate agents or community groups, because need permits to put that sort of signage on the roadside?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Councillor Ramsay. It must be the kilt that throws me off every time, Councillor Turner. Councillor Ramsay, we don't have a local law as such, as many other councils do, to control the direction and pulling down of our real estate boards that promote community events and the likes. We have realised in the immediate past that it is presenting an enormous problem at a number of locations, particularly in the Melton Township. One in particular is Golf Links Road and High Street, and the other one is McDonald's, which you've raised at Barry's Road and Coburn's Road. So we are investigating what will be the most amicable and best way forward from the municipality's point of view as far as dealing with these particular community signage.
Thank you, Mr. Bean.
Thank you, Mr. Bean. I'd like to ask a question of our officers if I could have an update on the expected timeline for the traffic lights at Ferris Road.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I might answer that question if I can. Council will recall that the state government have allocated $1.5 million towards traffic signals at the Ferris Road off-ramp with the Western Highway. I indicated at either the last council meeting or the previous one that Vic Roads have appointed a contractor to undertake the works. I can now provide an update in terms of the timetable of those works. Construction works will commence this month, so in November, and they will be completed in January of next year. So it's a very short program, which is pleasing for the community.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Does any other councillor have a question without notice? Okay. Item number 16, motion without notice. Item number 17, urgent business. No. Item number 18, confidential business.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move a procedural motion that pursuant to section 89/2 of the Local Government Act 1989, the meeting be closed to the public to consider the following reports that are considered confidential for the reasons indicated. 18.1, 18.2, 18.3, 18.4, 18.5, 18.6 and 18.7.
Do I have a seconder for that motion, please?
I'd like to second that.
Sorry.
Oops. Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Does any councillor oppose the motion? Can I, all those in favour? I declare the motion carried. Thank you to the gallery for coming in this evening. If you go into the foyer, there'll be some refreshment awaiting you.